As Congressman Murphy's constituents send him off to Capitol Hill, this catchy 2012 hit may come to mind. Hey, I just met you. Yep, that is Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Many of you also won't forget humming along to Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know. But believe it or not, these are not the only two songs that were on the radio this year. There were other huge pop hits in 2012, and NPR Music's Ann Powers pays attention to pop music all throughout the year and has some of her favorites to offer us today. Ann, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I'm dancing around the room to that Carly Rae tune.
Good. I've been dancing all year to that tune, but maybe 2013, it's time to give it a little bit of a rest.
Probably
so. So I want to go down some of the list that you sent us. I don't listen to a whole lot of boy band music, but there was no escaping One Direction this year, was there?
My daughter, who's in third grade, gets a lot of messages that might not be that empowering from listening to the radio, but this one, it's pure self-help, it's pure boost you up, it's just the feel-good song for every girl out there wondering if she's starting to get chubby or something, you know?
Well, I like this one on your list. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss your lips, I wanna make you feel warm. That's Hunter Hayes, Wanted, right? What message is here? Is this empowering too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, One Direction with What Makes You Beautiful kind of set the template for an ongoing theme in pop for male artists this year. But this song by Hunter Hayes is such an interesting guy. He's 21 years old. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and he does everything on his records. And he's decided to go for Nashville-style pop stardom, which, you know, you can call it country. But he's really a teen idol, but a teen idol with chops. And that's what I like about Hunter Hayes.
We should say, though, it wasn't just the males singing about being in love this year. There were some female artists, too, on that subject.
Always. Love is the eternal.
Give Your Heart a Break.
Demi Lovato. You might recognize her now as a judge on The X Factor, sparring with Simon Cowell.
Uh-huh.
But she was a Disney prodigy. She was the star of the Disney movie Camp Rock. And she's now evolved into kind of a young pop star who still has that teen feeling but is kind of going for bigger themes. This song is really interesting. It might kind of slip by you, but it actually is kind of like what the great girl group songs were like. It has that mix of vulnerability and trying a little too hard, which I love in a young voice, and I think it really works in this song.
So, Anna, a lot of new names out there, but one familiar name, Maroon 5. I mean, they were topping the charts in 2003. It's almost a decade later, and they're still here and out with a really big hit, Payphone. I'm at a payphone trying to go home, all of my change I spent on you. And can we talk about the fact that it's 2012 and no one uses payphones anymore?
Well, that to me was the clever thing about this song. I mean, while the production of this song is very 2012, it sounds very contemporary, a little dancey, Maroon 5, with its kind of classic alternative rock sound, endures. And you know what? When you're really desperate, you're going to look for that payphone, just like you're going to look for a band like this.
All right, but let's get real. Call Me Maybe, the biggest song of the year, no doubt.
Well, according to the charts, David, it was Gautier. I think according to the zeitgeist, it was Carly Rae Jepsen. But according to the heart of this mom of a schoolgirl who's loved boy bands ever since I saw Andy Gibb back in the 70s, it's One Direction.
Oh, she goes with the boy band. Ann Powers.
That's what makes you beautiful, David.
Thank you. Ann Powers, NPR music critic. This has been fun. We'll look forward to the songs in 2013. You can hear more of this year's best music, jazz, classical, folk, and the rest of Ann Powers' favorite pop at nprmusic.org.